Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The January 6th Eve edition. I guess that makes it Wednesday, January 5th. Well, tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of the domestic terrorism, the Capitol insurrection. And tomorrow's going to be a very big day. And I was hoping in my heart of hearts that today would be Merrick Garland Day. The Attorney General of the United States came out today, and I was hoping he was going to announce some indictments. You know, wishful thinking, I know. But the Attorney General did come out and he addressed the United States, the public, the live stream audience, including me and Evan. Evan on the board today. Fancy Brian in quarantine this week. But Evan and I watched this testimony, this speechifying in real time. And I was a little underwhelmed. This guy reminds me of Mueller. Remember Mueller? Good intention, very smart attorney sort of guy, sort of fumbled and bumbled his way through congressional testimony. And I'm not saying Merrick Garland didn't come off as astute. You know, he knew what he was talking about. But delivery matters, man. We're in communications here. Delivery matters. And I was looking for, you know, something bigger and bolder, let's just say. So it ain't Merrick Garland Day. And if he ever does drop indictments, and I'm not talking about the 725-ish small fry indictments, the smelt, if you will, the sheeple, the willing accomplices to the president's incitement that did indeed storm the U.S. Capitol 1 year ago tomorrow. Well, yeah, there have been plenty of charges of those kind of people. But the big fish, you know, the whales, nothing. Crickets, and still crickets. Although, you know, let's call it strong words, air quotes, question mark. So let's play a little of the sound. I don't mean to undermine the impact of what the Attorney General has to say. I just think he should have gone bigger and bolder. Let's play it for the people. Evan, going to need your help here. Fresh sound, fresh off the presses. This speech just minutes ago, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, addressing the nation on the January 6th, and our first sound, he addresses the fallen officers. Played for the people, cut 19.
I know I speak for all of us in saying that tomorrow and in our work in the days ahead, we will not only remember them, we will do everything we can to honor them.
Okay, more from the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. Hopefully he's just warming up.
Those involved must be held accountable. And there is no higher priority for us at the Department of Justice.
Sort of the generic, you know, we're doing our jobs over here. And understand, part of the audience for this speech, this was addressed to the American people, but this was also an intra-agency speech. This was for the staffers at the Department of Justice. And I mean, talking about a demoralized workplace. I mean, you think dealing with the pandemic's bad? Think about dealing with a pandemic and being part of the Trump administration. And many of these career law and order sort of people, they didn't necessarily want to hook their wagon to, you know, Trump's insanity, let's just say. More from the Attorney General. Again, a little underwhelming, this speech, I found it to be. But, you know, I'm in show business, folks. More from the Attorney General. Merrick Garland, cut 21, please.
As of today, we have arrested and charged more than 725 defendants in nearly all 50 states and the District of Columbia for their roles in the January 6th attack.
And apparently there are still some couple hundred possible alleged future defendants, people they would like to track down and charge. But these are the smelt people. These are the small fry. I'm talking about the whales. When do we get to the whales? Well, Merrick Garland tells us, follow the facts. Cut 22, please.
We follow the facts, not an agenda or an assumption. The facts tell us where to go next.
Okay, follow the facts, man. I've been reading the newspaper here for a year since this happened. There's a lot of public reporting that seems very criminal. I mean, hell, Peter Navarro, you know, the Green Bay Sweep guy that wrote a book about it. Well, he went on Ari Melber last night. Ari Melber, MSNBC, lawyer by trade. You know, throws a lot of rap lyrics into the show. You know, something of a clever sort, that Ari Melber. But yesterday he had Peter Navarro on. And Navarro laid out the coup attempt on national television. Merrick Garland, we've seen it. We know it happened. I'm following the facts, man. What are you doing? You know, where are the indictments, sir, is ultimately what I'm asking. As the Attorney General will tell Crudy and all of us, there is only one rule of law. Perhaps no former president above that law? Question mark. Cut 23.
There cannot be different rules depending on one's political party or affiliation. There cannot be different rules for friends and foes. And there cannot be different rules for the powerful and the powerless. There is only one rule.
Yes. And when's it going to start affecting those that believe they are above that rule of law? You know, let's say Donald Trump, perhaps. More from Merrick Garland. Cut 24.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy, we will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Now, those are encouraging words. If you would like to indeed see the Attorney General follow the facts where they lead, well, they lead to Mar-a-Lago, of course. Little bit more from the Attorney General. Last one, right? Cut 25, if you would, Merrick Garland, earlier today, just perhaps an hour ago.
The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law.
Did you catch all that? At any level. Then do it. Then do it. The president, the current president, Joe Biden, will address some of this stuff apparently after the January 6th. I'm not exactly clear. Here is a little of the coverage from the Washington Post. Matt Zaptowski and Devlin Barrett on the speech from Merrick Garland. Attorney General Merrick Garland vowed to hold all those responsible for the January 6th riot accountable, whether they were at the Capitol or committed other crimes surrounding the day's events, saying investigators are methodically building more complicated and serious cases and would prosecute people, and here's a direct quote from the Attorney General, at any level. I think that means Trump. Again, here is the Attorney General quoted. The actions we've taken thus far will not be our last. Hope not. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law. See how I do this? Merrick, a little bit of life, a little bit of passion. I'm breathing life into your words right now, sir. You know, perhaps he's listening. 844-967-2789. You know, just a little modest criticism of our Attorney General. Again, he said, the Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy. We will follow the facts wherever they lead. Now, back to the authors. Garland's remarks came on the eve of the anniversary of the Capitol breach, and he faces intensifying pressure. Do you feel the pressure to do and say more about the investigation and to focus more acutely on the actions of the former President Donald Trump and his associates? Debate has raged on Twitter, television, and newspaper editorial pages over whether Trump could be charged with a crime, and if not, what that might mean for future transfers of power. The attorney general did not name the former president or those close to him. And while many of his statements were common sense assurances, I'd call them vanilla statements, that could be said of any investigation, they seemed designed to address criticism that the department was not taking a broad enough view of possible crimes connected to January 6th or looking at high-profile enough targets, including Trump. A little bit more here, if I can. Depends on the Washington Post. Again, a quote from the attorney general from his speech. "We build investigations by laying a foundation. We resolve more straightforward cases first because they provide evidentiary foundation for more complex cases. There cannot be different rules for the powerful and the powerless. Again, you're prosecuting the smelt, the pawns. Get around to the bishops and the rooks, you know, the big fish." A growing chorus of public officials, former military leaders, and others have suggested Trump may have committed a crime by encouraging the rioters or pushing efforts to overturn the results of the election. But some legal analysts say charges for Trump and others seem unlikely. Why is that? Given that public evidence has not pointed to a grand conspiracy? Really, I think there is some public evidence that involved the president or his top allies directing rioters to breach the Capitol. So unless he said, go burn it down, he's not culpable? A little bit more. The Washington Post review of court records last year found that the vast majority of those charged federally were not known to be part of far-right groups or premeditated conspiracies to attack the Capitol. Instead, they were a collection of everyday Americans, including community leaders, small business owners, teachers, and yoga instructors, who gathered in Washington to protest or try to stop the congressional certification of President Biden's victory. One more quote. Jonathan Turley used to like this guy. Don't like him so much anymore. There's no grand conspiracy that the FBI found, despite arresting hundreds of people, investigating thousands. What do you know, Turley? Merrick Garland, you could have laid it all out. You could have hammered it home. And he gave a vanilla speech with good intentions and the word vociferous a lot, right? He said that at least a couple times.
At least two.
I was counting. Come back. We're counting on you to call us 844-967-2789. Devils.